Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. It has been a while since I've had to don formal attire. So when I had the chance to attend the New York International Antiquarian Book Fair, I wanted to dress the part. Luckily, I have a fashion consultant in my podcast partner, Bob, who shares his expertise on necktie rating systems and colognes. Enjoy. Looking forward to dressing up for the preview, walking around.
No dress that you put on a tie?
I don't know. I have to figure out if any of my ties still fit because we're in a post.
I have ties.
You have ties?
I'll pull out some ties and you can consider. All right. Yeah, I've got some cool ties.
How many ties do you wear nowadays?
Very few. Actually, I put on a...
No. I mean, at a time. Is it two ties? What's the style now?
I have no idea.
Because it could be, at this point, I would think 2 to 4 ties.
Just for protection.
Yeah. And does 3 ties mean something different than 4 ties?
Probably.
Like the higher up you are in an organization, the more ties you wear?
That's exactly how it works.
When you put one around the head, is that after you've been drinking?
That means that you're fired.
Yeah.
Okay. You're done. You're out. You're gone. I really do have ties that you're more than welcome to
sure.
take. There is a tie rating system, actually. I don't know if you know that. If you were to open up the back of a tie and the fat part of the tie,
yep.
pull down the silk on the inside of the tie,
sure.
there's a piece of burlap. And on that burlap, there are a certain number of stripes stitched into the burlap. 3 stripes or more.
You're out.
3 stripes or more are the highest rated. Those are the best ties that you can find in the quality.
Who's rating? Is there a tie association?
Is there
an Antiquarian Tie Association of America?
There may be. And this may be complete baloney because it was taught to me by my father and that's not to say my father is full of baloney, but my father is so status conscious that he's the person that would turn his tie around and show other people the stripes on the inside of his tie and then explain the rating system so that they would know that he has the best tie. Mind you, almost every tie that he ever gave me was a 3-stripe tie.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. It was Countess Mara. Countess Mara ties. Those are the ones that he loved the most. And they really weren't particularly. I have a couple of them I'll show you.
I mean, if you're going to get a tie, you want a countess to have made them.
Apparently. He was into Pierre Cardin and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
He used to love Pierre Cardin cologne. Which.
That stinks so good.
It's not the best smelling cologne.
What?
But. It is because when I smell it, I think of my dad. It was Aramis first, which I still like Aramis, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And then it was Canoe. I don't know if you ever smelled Canoe. A little bit of Old Spice, which I was never a fan of, but then he settled into Pierre Cardin. And that became the Christmas gift for a good solid 25 years.
Oh, good.
And That's then nice. When they stopped making it, and I managed to get a gigantic bottle of it, I was like a hero. I was like, I got one of those ridiculous, it almost looked like a store
oversized
display
yeah.
thing, but it was actually full of this odorous liquid.
You sure it wasn't just old water they put in there?
It was. It smelled it. I smelled it, and it was the stuff. I actually have a caddy full of colognes that I never wear, like Giorgio and Halston.
Do you have any of the Dracard Noir?
I do.
Okay, good.
I do.
That's good with a little bit of tonic water and a sprig of lime.
I'll be honest with you. I do like the smell of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I have this one called Dunhill that I got in London that I just, when I smell it, it reminds me of traveling through Europe with Patty. So
okay, maybe I should borrow that for this show in New York.
Yeah.
So I can smell more European. I already look European.
Dunhill is a cigarette company, by the way, but they also happen to make a cologne that actually includes tobacco.
Well, look, you want to diversify because we don't know how this cigarette thing is going to go in the future. So let's get cologne out there. Let's get a Dunhill milk. Let's get Dunhill ties. Make sure there are 3, what was it?
3-stripe
3
ties.
Stripes.
Yeah,
3 stripes. At least 3 stripes. Why don't you just put 4 stripes on it? Like, it seems like you would just do that.
Yeah. Just I put my own on. It's actually stitched in. It's stitched in. And I learned yesterday at Think Integrated staff retreat from Miranda Azzalone, I think is how she pronounced her last name. She's an amazing designer, but she taught us about the difference between knitting and macrame.
Oh, yeah.
She did a little TED talk for us, and I didn't know that there was such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do either?
Mm-mm. I thought about getting into, embroidery.
Yeah, she showed
us a little
bit of that.
I did that one time. I was really trying to rebel in high school, so I made my own hat.
Hmm.
And I stitched a bunch of stuff on it, patches, and then like words and stuff. And I wore it exactly once because it wasn't at a time where I felt comfortable being different, even though I really wanted to.
The making it itself, that was a step in the different direction.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was a lot of fun.
But then the wearing it wasn't as thrilling as maybe you
anticipated. Yeah, I also just have never had really a haircut that is good for hats.
That's, I don't know about that head. I don't.
Because when you take them off, it just doesn't look good.
It is high time for someone to invent a hat that looks good on you but leaves you with no hat head. Nobody in the history of time has enjoyed the hat head look. There's no school of cosmetology that teaches the art of the hat head. So let's stop the madness, people. I am proposing a boycott on all hats until the end of the year, or until somebody solves this hair crippling problem. No need to write us to let us know that you've joined the cause. We will see your exposed scalps out there in the community and we'll know we have an ally in you. And thank you in advance for your support. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening. Hat free.